I'm not a loser, but sometimes I do loser things.
In the event that this fails, they'll never be able to come to me and say, hey, remember that podcast you did that didn't go so well? No, that was our podcast. We did that.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to episode 21 of the In My Own Words podcast. I'm your podcast host, Tony R. Sanders. Happy Sunday, everybody. Episode 21, 21, the number of the great Deion Primetime Sanders. Man, you don't know how many times I lied to people in school saying that that was my uncle, my cousin, my my big brother, some form of relative to mine. But then I would never claim Barry Sanders either. I don't know what it was. I think Barry was a little lighter complected than me. And like Deion was more believable and people would believe it. And, you know, come back from summer vacation. And like, what'd you do, man? Hung out with my unk. Hung out with unk. And I wouldn't say it. I would let them say it. Deion, man, come on. Come on, man. You know what I do. I would never claim it, but I would just let them say it. Anyway, episode 21 is live. We are rolling. Super happy to be here. Got a great podcast for you guys. My wife, Michelle, already asked me, how long is the podcast going to be this week? I think she was asking me not because she's trying to see how much compelling content I'm giving to the streets. I think she's trying to figure out how long am I going to be occupied because she's got stuff she wants me to do. So with that being said, the podcast is going to be 8 hours today because I ain't trying to do nothing. No, I'm going to help her out whatever she needs. As soon as I get done, is as long as I finish, as soon as she's done. Anyway, super happy to be here. I do have to start out the podcast by giving some wow awards.
Oh my God! Wow!
And unfortunately, it has to start in a negative place. Now, normally when I give someone a wow award, it's very tongue-in-cheek. I like to call some people out just saying, hey, man, you did something stupid. I know it was stupid, but anyway, you just decided to choose whackness over wisdom. You had two choices. You could have chose to use your wisdom that your mama gave you, the wisdom of Solomon that scripture gives you, but you chose to do something whack. And so I gotta give you some love for that and let the world know what's up. But this one is a little bit different because death is involved. Now, for those of you who guys don't know, Kim Porter was the Kim Porter and Diddy had children together. They dated and she passed at some point last year. I don't remember the exact date and time, but she passed away. And ever since she's passed, Diddy has been putting up very emotional posts on Instagram about her. If you go to his Instagram, you'll see pictures of them, videos of them, and he's talking about how much he loves her. Well, today he posted a beautiful picture of them too, and the caption read this. He says, I remember Kim flying to see me on the set of Can't Nobody Hold Me Down. She took like a 12-hour flight to LA and 3-hour ride to the desert with no complaints. Was always ride or die from day one. I called her Bonnie and I was Clyde. This picture will go down in history as the first time I said she was mine. And the first time I told her, I love her. Little did I know I was hers. Miss you, Bonnie. He hit her with the heart emoji and will forever. Man, life is beautiful to have had these experiences. Love you, baby. And then he at mentioned her. Very sweet. You can obviously tell he is doing his best to cope with the death of the mother of his children. And I guess for where this wow award is going to go, it's important to mention that he was no longer with her when she passed. So they weren't dating. They never got married. They didn't have children together. And they were no longer together when she passed. First person I want to give a wow award to, and I'm calling him out, so you can check him out on Instagram and see what type of people these people are. I already know what kind of people they are because I can read it and you'll be able to hear it too. But the real Chantel 23.
Wow.
She commented on the post and she had something to say. to Diddy's heartfelt post. She says, "You had all this, air quotes, love for her secretly, but yet dated other women while she was living. Now all of a sudden she's not here anymore, and mysteriously you want the world to see and know that she's your soulmate. Why didn't she get this love with these beautiful captions while she was here to see it? Why didn't you marry her?" Double question marks. First of all, when somebody hits you with a double question mark, the first one is just to ask the question. The second one is because they know they're getting all up in your business. That second one is a nosy question mark. She asked that question. She had to add that extra question mark just to let you know that she knows she all in your business right now. This falls in line right with the thinking of some people that think that if it doesn't happen on Instagram, it never happened. That's just not true.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
There are plenty of things that happen in life that don't happen on Instagram, especially when you're talking about someone who has a relationship that spans over the last 20 years or so. So who knows what type of love he gave her while she was alive? And you know what? Diddy being the guy that he is, when she says, "Why didn't you marry her?" he gave a real brother answer, and he says, "I was scared." That was his answer. "I was scared." Think about that for a second. He loves this lady. He's telling you he loves her. And then when you ask why he didn't marry her, first of all, he doesn't owe you an explanation at all. It's really none of your business, right? If I were going to respond and say anything, I would have said none of your business, right? Especially you speaking ill of me and my love to one of my loved ones, none of your damn business. That would have been my response. But he was just honest. You know what? I was scared. I was scared. And I think that's a very honest and respectable answer for a man to give. Instead of jumping into a situation that he wasn't ready for, he decided not to do it, which is probably for the better, and just said, "Look, I was scared. I was scared to get locked down. I was scared to get married." I understand that. So, Chantel, the real Chantel, as if there's any other Chantels out there. I don't know why you're so arrogant to one, believe that you could get all in Diddy's business, but two, to believe that you are the real Chantel. But the real Chantel 23, you deserve this. Wow.
Oh my God. Wow.
Unfortunately, it didn't stop there. More people commented, just hating all over Diddy's post. This is the sick thing about this. And I know that when you are a celebrity, there are a certain group of people, especially when it comes to the internet, that don't see you as a real human being, that don't see you as a person with feelings, with emotions, someone who's lived life, someone who's made mistakes, someone who's done amazing things, someone who's done some things that maybe they're not proud of. Just the same type of mistakes, maybe not the same type of mistakes, but just as you've made mistakes in your lives, these celebrities have done it as well. They're real human beings. This guy is really going through something, and it's not like it's just him going through it. That's the part that eats me up about these people jumping all over Diddy for showing love to someone who he loved, who has passed away. It's the mother of his children. It's not a random girl that he dated. It's not like you, when you dated the guy in high school with the pimples on his face and now something happened to him. This is someone he had children with, and the children still live with him to this day. And so not only does he have to deal with the pain and the hurt and possible regret of how their relationship was, and, you know, dealing with the memories and the agony of their relationship, he has to look his kids in the eye and know that they don't have a mom. And the only thing that people can think to do, like the real Chantel 23, is jump in and say, "Why are you not doing this? And why didn't you do this? And why? Who are you? Who are you to say?" Let me go to another one. Miss Brooke Young. I want to get it right. It's MS. Dot Brooke, B-R-O-O-K, underscore Young. Anybody underscore Young is not young. Miss Brooke looks very old. And then she comments and says, and you never married her. Why? With 70,000 whys and 4 exclamation marks, meaning that she knows she's overstepping her boundaries. And she said, yes, I said it. You fake. My opinion. Yo, who cares about your opinion when someone's dead? Now, let me be fair. I get on here every week and I share my opinions, right? And I stand behind my opinions, whether people agree with them or not. So I'm all for people having a voice. I named this podcast in my own words so I can give you my opinion on everything that's going on in the world. But when someone is dead and someone is grieving, when a kid has lost their mom, when a man is telling you he's lost his soulmate, one of his best friends, who cares about your opinion? Who's here to speak for her to say that she even wanted to marry him? Have we thought about that angle? Have we thought that maybe he was not ready at the time, and then when he was ready, she wasn't? Have we thought about the other men that she dated and other things that she has going on in her life? Who are you? Keep your opinion. Diddy responded because he's amazing. Diddy is black excellence personified. He says, Miss Brooke Young, old face, never fake. I wasn't ready, and that's it. I'm ready now, but it's too late. Don't be like me. I mean, my heart breaks for this guy because he's grieving out loud and trying to make his stress, his emotions, his grief, his feelings a teachable, learnable moment for everyone else. That's the heart of a true giver. We've talked about on this platform before how one of the most selfish things you can do as a human being is go through something and not communicate what you've learned with as many people as possible. Here we have a guy doing the exact opposite. In his time of hurt, in his time of pain, in his time of grief, he's still using his life as an example of what to do and what not to do. And Miss Young Old Face, all she can think to do is call him fake.
Wow.
What's wrong with people, man? What's wrong with people? I don't want to stay on that too long because I could go on for an hour just on that. And if I do that, Michelle's going to definitely think I'm doing it so I don't help her out tonight. And I don't want to do that. But I had to give both of those people why. I think you should go look at not only the caption and the picture that Diddy posted, but look at some of the comments. I think you really, really should. Not all of them were bad, but there were several that were bad and several that he decided to respond to. And never with any hate, never with any mind your business, shut your mouth, you know, I'm gonna block you. None of that. All positivity, all love, all trying to make it a teachable moment. As a matter of fact, for that, Diddy deserves a round of applause. I got another wild word to give out. This one is for everybody who is hating on the Triple B's, LaVar Ball, and the Big Baller Brand.
Oh my God! Wow!
Let me explain. For those of you who don't know, LaVar Ball is the father of Lakers point guard Lonzo Ball, and then also Spire Institute standout high school basketball player, number one basketball player in the country, LaMelo Ball, and then LiAngelo Ball. You guys might remember LiAngelo Ball from being in China with the UCLA basketball team stealing sunglasses. I wish I had something else to say or a different way to describe it, but that's it. So I'll give you a brief history for those of you who are not aware. When Lonzo was coming into the league, he came from UCLA. He had all these shoe companies wanting to do business with him. His father, being an entrepreneur and being entrepreneurial minded, decided, you know what? We have the right opportunity. We have the right access. We have the right name to take this opportunity and build something special for ourselves, right? Instead of being an employee with the company or being a partner with the company, just on a contract, on a shoe deal, What I would like to do is launch my own brand and have ownership of my name, ownership of my son's likeness, ownership of the big platform, to take advantage of the platform that he's going to have in the NBA. And so he started a brand called Triple B's Big Baller Brand. Their last name is Ball, so it's kind of a play on words. And it's been a great run, in my opinion, but definitely a rocky one, as is with any business that you start from the ground up. Now, most recently, the Ball family found out that one of their business partners, Alan Foster, who owned, I believe, roughly 16% of Big Baller Brand, was stealing money. Apparently, he had a history of taking advantage of people, stealing their money, and has already served jail time for it. So you know what?
Wow.
I need to hit him with a couple
wow.
A couple wows. And I heard he was doing it at the church.
Wow.
I heard he was literally going to churches praying on people for their money. So this guy was a part of the business. That's an entirely different story. And because of the friction inside the business between Lonzo and Allen and his father, Lonzo being on the side of, we need to get rid of this guy because something shady going on, and LeVar being on the side of, I kind of want to keep him around and try to figure this out because I know this guy. There caused some friction, and Lonzo decided to completely remove himself from the Big Baller Brand. And with him being the only NBA player that's a part of the brand, the face of the brand, the marquee breadwinner for the brand is collapsing. There doesn't seem to be any type of future. All the sons seem to align with their older brother Lonzo, and it leaves LeBar out here with nothing but a poorly designed logo and a lot of bravado. But here's my problem, and this is why I want to give the WOW Award to a lot of people that are hating on him right now. I find, in my experience, I find that when people don't like you, they look for reasons to hate, right? It's called confirmation bias. I already hate you. Now I just need you to do something for me to hate you, right? And so a lot of times when something happens, which is fairly normal or trivial or not that big of a deal or not anything outside of the ordinary, the haters jump on it and attack it so quickly because they already hated him and they just needed something to leech onto. Now, I'm not even mad at hate because there's certain things or people that I hate. And I don't really hate them, but I hate on them. I'll give you an example. James Harden plays for the Rockets, probably going to be MVP this year. I don't like him. Not as a person, I'm just meaning as a basketball player, as a personality, I don't like him. I know it's not that he's not good. He's incredible. He's one of the best players that the league has to offer. I don't like him. I don't like to watch him play. I don't like the way that he plays. I don't like the way that he's officiated. I just don't like him, but I can recognize that that's me being a hater. I can recognize that that's me just spewing hate. It's not because he's not good. It's because I'm a hater. What LeVar Ball did and attempted to do for his family was nothing short of courageous, nothing short of genius, nothing short of inspiring. It was nothing short of great. And for people to hate on him now that it is seemingly collapsing, to say this was a bad idea from the start, he should have never tried it, he's dumb, he's ruined his life, he's ruined the lives of his kids. You know, this is, I heard Charles Barkley on ESPN the other day saying that LeVar Ball jacked up the life of his kids. First of all, one of the joys of being a parent is jacking up the lives of your kids. I'm the firstborn child of 8. I know I was the experimental child. I know my parents was like, yeah, we're just going to let him try whatever he wants to try because we don't know what else to do. Came home one day and told my parents I wanted to be a meteorologist, and they got me a book on clouds. And it's like, see that? That's a cumulus cloud. See that? That's it. And that's what we did for the next week until I came home and told them that I wanted to study dinosaur bones and I was going to be a paleontologist. And so we tried that. And then I came home and said, you know what? I want to play the guitar. And they bought me guitar lessons and they bought me a guitar. And then I did that for about 3 hours. And then I came back and said, hey, I want to be Gregory Hines, not a tap dancer. I literally wanted to be Gregory Hines. They bought me tap shoes and they gave me a little space in the house where I can perfect my craft of tap dancing. That lasted all of a week. And then I played baseball because I wanted to be Pete Rose. And then I realized I couldn't be Pete Rose and I wanted to be Ken Griffey Jr. And all these things happened. And did it ruin me? No. Was there some things in there that I learned? Absolutely. I learned a lot about being able to just do and try things, right? You want to do something, just get up and do it. Now, did that also potentially give me some commitment issues? Probably. Did that give me a different idea in my mind of what stability looks like? Maybe. Did that ruin me as an adult? Absolutely not. My parents took chances. They took risks. They did the best that they thought they could do at the time. And it was up to me when I became an adult to make it work. LeVar Ball did the same thing. The only difference is we did it in a small house on the east side of Indianapolis, and he did it from Chino Hills in front of you and the entire world. Mine was recorded on VHS. Lonzo Ball's was recorded on a Facebook Watch show. I don't understand the hate of someone trying to do the best that they can to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. How many times are you going to get a son that grew up in California, went to school at UCLA, now get drafted by the Lakers, playing under Magic Johnson, playing with LeBron, on TV every week, and you can take advantage of that and capitalize on some of those things by creating something that you have ownership in that he could now pass down to his daughter and you can take care of your family with? Oh, I should have never tried. This is a bad idea. This is stupid. It was never going to work. It's the equivalent of saying someone has an opportunity to take a job somewhere or start a business. And I think that's the part where it gets me worked up, right? People have the opportunity to start a job or take a business, and someone decides to start the business instead of taking the job. Just because that's not the decision you would have made doesn't mean that you get to beat them down or beat them up about the decision that they made. And guess what? If it doesn't work, UPS is always hiring. If it doesn't work, that job that, oh my God, I got it, so once in a lifetime opportunity, guess what? There's another one just like it. Trust me, there's another one just like it. And Lonzo Ball, yes, he walked away from money from Nike and Adidas and Reebok and Under Armour because he wanted to start his own shoe. Fast forward 2 years later, he's no longer with Big Baller Brand. Guess who's the first one to call? Nike. UPS is always hiring. So to everyone hating, I only have one thing to say.
Oh my God! Wow!
Wow. All right, let me get into my deep dive this week. I'm super excited about something horrific that's happening. Does that sound crazy? That sounds crazy, right? I'm super excited because Cardi B is about to give me the ability to start watching The Cosby Show in peace, because now we can finally have a fair discussion over separating the art from the artist. Look, if Pete Buttigieg, who is running for president, who's probably going to be president in 2020, I love this guy so far. If he could separate the chicken sandwich from the discrimination against gays at Chick-fil-A, if he could do that and say, you know what, I don't believe in their some of their beliefs, but the chicken is great. If he can say that, then I can say, you know what, I don't really rock with Bill as a human being, but Dr. Huxtable is amazing, and I don't have to feel bad about watching The Cosby Show. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, let me clue you in. There's some videos that resurfaced from Cardi B. They're actually older videos. I think they're about 3 years old. So back before Bodak Yellow really rang off, back before she was quote unquote popping, back before everyone knew who she was, she still had a nice following. I believe she still was on Love and Hip Hop. She was doing some things, but she wasn't the Cardi that she is today. She said some crazy criminal things that she's done in her past on a couple of Instagram live videos. Let me play this one for you. Oh, and by the way, I should have said this to start. This is not the podcast episode you want to listen to with your kids. And so if your kids are listening, maybe if your mom's listening, you're driving your grandma to her doctor's appointment, I'm going to give you a second while I sip my coffee to either turn it off or put the kids out on the side of the road or drop granny off or do whatever you got to do. I'll give you a couple seconds. You ready? Okay. This is going to be one of the most explicit episodes of the podcast. And you guys know how I record. I just hit the button and go. And then when I'm done, I upload. I don't edit. I won't be bleeping this out, but I wanted to give you a heads up. Let's listen to Cardi B. For those of you who didn't hear that clearly, that was Cardi B in 7 seconds or less saying that one of the things that she used to do quite often, might I add, was take guys who wanted to have sex with her, take them to a hotel, get them very, very drugged up, and rob them. Now, I don't know where you're listening to this from. If you're in the United States, this applies to you. But maybe you're listening to this from another country. I did get like a random listener from a different country the other day. Shout out to you, whoever you are. That's a crime here in the States. That is a crime here in the States. And let me pretend as though there is a million people a week listening to this podcast, and I have a very big platform that I have to be responsible for. I want to be very clear in something, because this has been the conversation and the debate online all week. I understand the difference between Cardi being a no-name stripper, and I'm not saying this as shade to her, I'm saying this as just a fact, being a no-name stripper in New York, drugging and robbing people. I understand that that's completely different than you being one of the biggest, if not the biggest, comedian in the world, drugging and raping women. I get the difference between those two things. 100%. I'm not making a correlation between the two other than up until the point where we drug people to take advantage of them. Now, there's different levels of taking advantage of someone, right? Taking advantage of someone could be taking compromising pictures of them after you drug them. But the key part is that you drug them against their will and then took advantage of them, right? So I want to say that it's different. But the fact that that's been a part of the conversation just proves how much privilege women have. I don't think women understand how much power and privilege they have. Now, I know at the time Cardi was a nobody and Bill Cosby was the, you know, greatest stand-up comedian that ever lived. And so the people were saying that the power is what makes it different. And the power of you know, what she was capable of is not the same as the power of what him or Weinstein or whatever was capable of. And I get that. But female power is super powerful. I was having this conversation with someone on Twitter today, and she was upset because one of her guy friends who was gay just asked her to be his girlfriend. And I laughed and I said, oh, he pulled that card on you. I said, what do you mean? I was like, oh, he was pretending to be gay to get close to you in hopes that you would kind of like fall in love with him or whatever. Because girls do crazy stuff in front of the gay guy. That's why as men, when you have that gay friend, oh, that's just Tommy. No, we don't like Tommy. We watching Tommy closer than we watching the straight guys that you work with. Because we know you're going to be a little more comfortable around Tommy than you would around any other guy. I've seen girls or heard girls talk to girls who will get completely undressed in front of their gay friend because he don't want me. He don't like what I got. He like what you got. Yeah. Okay. think that if you want. And so I'm telling her this and she's like, no, he had a boyfriend. I'm like, So he got his homeboy in on it. Don't put it past a guy to recruit another guy and say, hey, man, I want you to pretend to be my boyfriend. I'm trying to get with this girl. Give me a couple months. We don't got to do nothing gay. We don't have to even act gay. She'll never see us together. Just, you know, I'm going to tell her you're my boyfriend, take a couple pictures together, whatever, whatever, and help me with this one. Think about that level of power that a no-name girl from New York, this girl has just happened to be from New York, I believe, no-name girl from New York has a guy who's been lying to her for the last 6 months saying that she was gay just to get to the point where he could ask her out. So to say women don't have power is just not true. It's just inaccurate. Now, is it the same power? Maybe not. But the power that Cardi had was the thing that got the guy to go to the hotel room or be with her in play in the first place. He clearly wanted something that she had. And the power of what she could provide to him is what got him there. And she was flaunting that power as a stripper. Just calling a spade a spade. But you should see the amount of people that are caping for Cardi. I think it was funny to see the hashtag surviving Cardi B hashtag trending on Twitter. I thought that was hilarious. I don't know if it's that deep, but you can see the amount of people, especially women, caping for Cardi. Because I can tell you, man, the Me Too movement has been strong and it has taken down some of our greatest heroes over the last couple of years. Now, when I say greatest heroes, I am talking about their art and not the person themselves. So I don't want you to get that twisted. And a lot of these guys, they need it to be taken down. And I get that. But now that it's finally happening to a woman, and it's not really going to happen to Cardi because Cardi makes too many people money and her fan base is too strong and the women just don't care at all. Like, even a guy stepped forward and said, yeah, I was one of the people that got, you know, robbed and drugged by Cardi and nobody cared. Like, nobody listened to him. Nobody wanted to talk to him. It just didn't matter. So I don't think that we're going to see the hashtag Men Too movement take off the way that it should. But if this were a guy, it would be a wrap for whoever this guy was. It didn't matter if it was Jay-Z from Brooklyn or Jesus of Nazareth. Like, this guy would be going down if this happened. But since it's a woman, again, going back to the female power, nothing's going to happen. It's almost like what happened with the OJ case, right? So many things had just happened to black people that black people just needed a win. And so even though this wasn't their win, they were going to let justice pass in this case just so that black people as a whole could get a win. That's what I feel like is happening with Cardi right now. The women just need a win. They've been beaten down. They've been verbally, mentally, physically abused for so long. They've been taken advantage of. They've been drugged. They've been raped. All of these horrible things have happened to women. And now they just need a win. And they're not about to let you take Cardi. And oh, by the way, the first clip that I played from Cardi was light. It actually gets worse than that. If the first thing didn't do it, this one definitely should have.
Yo, if a nigga cheat on me, I'm be like, alright, I'ma take him out. We're gonna get drunk. I'ma get him all perked up and everything. We're gonna have a good time. Get him super twisted. Then bring a bitch around. We're gonna have a threesome. And when he wake up, he gonna be like, what the fuck? Yeah, because the bitch was a tranny.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. Let's just break that down for a second. Let's break that down. So if someone cheats on her, Offset, if someone decides to cheat on her, what she would want to do is cheat back, right? But she's thought of something a little more cynical. She's thought of something that could go to an even deeper level. She says that what she would do instead was get this guy drunk or drugged, get him to an unstable state of mind where his vision maybe not as great and his decision-making capabilities are definitely not as great, and then force him to unconsensually have sex with a transgender person. Tell me that's not hitting all of the alarm signals in the community of sensitivity today. So first of all, you're taking advantage of a trans person. You're drugging someone. You are in effect raping someone. But since it's happening to a guy, nobody cares. Listen to what she says she would do. Y'all was mad at Liam Neeson for saying that, like, he was looking for the person who raped his friend, like a black person to beat them up. I thought that was bad. I thought it was good that he at least, you know, like, got past that point in his life. But y'all killed him for days and weeks. I ain't heard nobody killing Cardi for this. She said she would force someone against their will, non-consensually, to have sex with her and a tranny as a form of revenge. I'm changing her name from Cardi B to Cardi Bill. I don't care what y'all say. I know y'all want to protect Cardi at all costs. Bodak Yellow A never sound that good. I like the album Invasion of Privacy, but it was never that good. It just wasn't. And there's no way a man would ever, nor should he, would ever be able to get away with saying something like that. That's a part of female privilege. I think there's a ranking, a hierarchy of privileges. I think white privilege is right at the top. I think money and celebrity privilege are right under that. If you look at the Jussie Smollett situation like that, I'm Jussied out. I don't even want to talk about Jussie. I'm still mad that there's a U in his name. I don't even want to talk about Jussie. But then I think female privilege is right under that. And the last lowest thing on the totem pole is black male privilege. Black males are the last one on the totem pole. Because had this been reversed, and this is a black male saying this about any female, black, white, Hispanic, whatever, oh, it's a wrap for him. Even if he just works at the Walmart, they are revoking his Walmart pass today. Like, his time card won't work tomorrow if he gets on live and says this on Instagram. I don't see how she got away with it. And I will say, ever since she said that, this song does sound a little different. Is this her warning to Offset? She's saying, be careful, because you, my revenge is a little different.
Look, I want to get married like the Curry, Steph
and I. Right now, she's just setting the stage. This is all I want to do. She's setting her high, her hopes high. I thought you would have learned a lesson. The last time I had you sleep with a tranny, but that didn't do it, so here we go. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. When anytime a girl tells you to do you, that's the exact opposite of what she wants you to do. If she tells you to do you and you go do you, you're an idiot. She's telling you, oh, okay, I got you. I'm gonna get revenge. And if she's like Cardi, her revenge is different. Her revenge is very different. Listen to that. Karma for you is going to be who you end up with. I thought she was talking about another chick. She's talking about her and the tranny, apparently.
but I hope you get what you dying for. Be careful with me.
I know, I have a theory, and we've been through this before, that these artists, even if they don't write the songs, when they pick the songs, there's something about the song that resonates as truth with them. And they, when they tell us, you know, on purpose or inadvertently, a lot about what they care about and what they value and what they do in life. I'm just saying, man, this song sounds a little different. I thought it was just a regular, you know, girl, a crazy girl warning. It's a different level of crazy. Guess you acting out now, you got an audience. Tell me where your mind is. All I'm saying is this, man. There are certain things that women will be able to get away with that men never will. And when you look at the situations, is Cardi B right up there with the Bill Cosby? Absolutely not. Over 40 years, Bill Cosby drugged and raped women. I don't know how many times Cardi has robbed and drugged and robbed somebody. I don't know how many times she's pulled the tranny trick. I don't know. All I'm saying is this isn't justice. This isn't equality. This isn't what everybody claims to want. And that's the bigger issue, right? Like, I think people always say, you know, they want equality. And I don't think people actually want that. I think people want special or preferential treatment. If women legitimately want equality, they would be doing everything in their power right now to make sure that Cardi gets exactly what she deserves for making these statements and making these claims and the victims that have stepped forward. If you really want equality, I want you to use the same energy that you would have towards a guy if he stood up and said these things. Now, this is not to say that I want something to happen to Cardi, because I don't. But if she did these things, there has to be a price to pay for equality, right? If we truly want equality and not special or preferential treatment. Equality to me means I need the same opportunity to mess up that you have. I need the same margin of error that you have. And I know we don't get that from race to race. In fact, the second trending topic on Twitter right now is hashtag my white privilege. And people are telling stories about how their white privilege has gotten them through some crazy situations that they know people of color wouldn't have been able to get through. One guy was talking about how a police officer was messing with him and tried to apprehend him for no reason. And so he beat up the police officer and lived to tell about it. And had a picture of the police officer that he beat up. Another lady talked about how a police officer came up to her as she was walking and offered her a ride home because she was, quote unquote, in a bad neighborhood and there were bad people around. She said no, she was fine. Walked up to a black person right behind him and asked them what they were doing in the area. When it comes to equality, I just want the same opportunity as you. I don't want special or preferential treatment. If you have the opportunity in Hollywood to make a bad movie, I want to be able to make a bad movie too. I want to be in as many rom-coms as Ashton Kutcher and have them suck. Like, I want that. I want a chance. Can we get a black person to get that many rom-coms and not be good? Yeah, let's do that. If women really care about equality, y'all gonna show us with Cardi B. And you've already showed us. You don't want it. You don't want it. You want special treatment. You want to ignore it because her next album may be good. You want to ignore it because you like Please Me with Bruno Mars. But let somebody play Remix to Ignition and it's a problem. Again, not saying Cardi and R. Kelly are the same. I know it's different, but still you have someone who is taking advantage of other human beings against their will, drugging them, and then committing crimes against them. All crimes should be paid. Doesn't matter if it's a male or female, take the chromosomes out of it. Two human beings did this to each other. And that's a sick thing. But y'all don't want to hear about that. Y'all just want to rock with Cardi B. So I will see y'all next week. I appreciate you listening to episode 21. I'll see you guys next week on episode 22. Peace. She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not, though. It's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the nigga I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget.